Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week I mentioned a list on the wall of our basement. It's called Dad's Rules for Life, and I put it there to remind our kids of the things that are important. Rule number one is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Rule number 16 is important because four of our five kids enjoy technical rock climbing. It's simple. Stupid hurts. Rule number two reminds them to choose their friends carefully because you become like those with whom you associate. All of these rules have been picked up along the way, and over the years, the list has grown to over 30. Rule number four comes from John Wayne. Big mouth don't make a big man. I know some politicians that could use that one. But the one I want to talk about this morning is Rule 14. Free people are not equal, and equal people are not free. Every day at the Capitol, we hear words like unequal, unjust, and unfair, usually from groups on the far left who see an equal society as a just society. In fact, the term social justice is gaining popularity. It's defined as a society based on the principles of equality and solidarity that values the concept of human rights and human dignity. Sounds good on paper. The problem is that in practice, social justice equates to socialism, and socialism, as we're seeing in so many European countries, is unsustainable. It's based on the notion that everyone should be equal, not just in terms of equal rights and equal opportunities, but in terms of equal standing and equal material possessions. To get to that point, societies have to pull citizens down to a certain level rather than lifting them up. Because it's a matter of resource allocation and resources are limited, the aggregate standard of living decreases across society as a whole. Those who operate on the principle that if a little is good, more must be better, push socialism in the direction of full-blown communism, where in theory everyone is equal. The problem is, I've traveled to lots of communist countries, and true equality doesn't exist there either. It's equality in name only, with a lot less freedom and a much lower standard of living. We have to come to grips with the fact that true equality isn't possible because it violates the basic principles of human nature, mainly that you can get something for nothing. If two people are guaranteed the same standard of living no matter how hard they work, then human nature dictates that they will work as little as possible. Even more dangerous is when society says that no matter how hard you work, you don't get to enjoy any extra benefits for your extra effort. We see this all the time in terms of union pay scales, minimum wage laws, and confiscatory tax rates that take money from producers and divert it to social welfare programs. All of these have an adverse effect on the economy and, over time, on the health of society as a whole. So as we listen to the bills that promote social justice, it's important to remember that it cuts two ways. As government increases regulation, we see a corresponding decrease in freedom, because free people are not equal, and equal people are not free. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.